The Bloomington City Council could vote tonight to establish a public safety citizens relation board. The issue has been debated for months, including public comment at the last city council meeting. Here's some of that comment.
The police complaint investigation process is flawed. It's not about where do you go and get a piece of paper. It's about what happens when you submit the piece of paper and the police investigate themselves. People don't have trust in that.
In 1997, Bloomington Normal was nationally hailed as a model community for not in our town. In 2017, can't we again be hailed as a model city in addressing systemic racism?
I feel the police have this great opportunity to help our community be together so we can help break up the divide of the hate and the racism. We can start at a local level.
But here's the thing. In the nitty-gritty world of us versus them, the bullies can be on all sides. And the bullies think they are the good guys, only protecting themselves, their friends and family, their ideas, their loop.
You've heard the data, you've heard testimony, and there are some of you that still want to call this a perception issue. I know those who have had negative interactions with the police and have not filed complaints because they don't trust the police and they don't trust the complaint process.
I have witnessed my family be referred to as wetbacks and spics and be racially profiled, humiliated, and denied privileges that others are given freely. I am one of those people who have not called the police at times when I needed help. I am one of those people who feels terror during a traffic stop, who says to myself, this won't happen to me, but then wonders if Philando Castile or Sandra Bland thought the exact same thing.
I have students who don't understand why their parents are hurt and crying after being stopped by the police, but they have to comfort them. I have a friend who stopped driving altogether in Bloomington because they were being constantly stopped and harassed by police officers. Our community, especially folks of color, are hurting.
I come from a town and from parents who told me that when there was trouble, run to the police. The police will protect you. The police are good people, and you need to trust the police. I have friends and colleagues who tell their children something very different, and often, because of their lived experience, present interactions with the police as potentially dangerous and urge their children to do nothing that might give some message to the police that they pose a danger. I find that sickening. I find that sad that my lived reality is so different from that of so many of my friends.
There is an obvious disproportionality in the enforcement that is received by people of color in this community. And no matter how much you want to deny that, the problem is there. In fact, it's been studied, it's been researched. These aren't just people's stories. Now, throughout the last presentation, I heard from the chief that there are different organizations that could just help people through the complaint process. Every organization that he mentioned are organizations that are saying that this process isn't good enough, that we need a CRB.
From my own personal experience, it is hard for us as Black people to not be afraid of them. I do not want my children to have to live in fear of those who have taken an oath to protect and serve us. Chief Hefner met my daughter at the last meeting, and he gave her some reasonably sound advice. Rather than saying, police are your friends, trust the police, he said, you should not judge people until you get to know them, not even the police. And that is what I feel this community review board can provide for us.
The chief compared his department to a business. You can choose which business you go to, and if you don't like the service, you get to complain. Many of us don't have a choice about which community we live in.
I know that you didn't create racism, but make no mistake, it is absolutely your responsibility to do something about it. So let's start to bridge this divide by giving those who are most directly affected the power to help shape what policing looks like in this community. Know that I believe in your capacity to do the right thing with the power that you hold in your hands. I believe that you're loving people. Just don't forget that justice is what love looks like in public.
You heard Laura Dick, Elizabeth Kuba, Nancy Marciniak, Colleen Lucky, Cinnamon Porter, Gene Howard, Louis Gosland, Jen Carrillo, Jennifer Johnson, and Kaya Jai. These comments were produced by GLT's Charlie Schlenker. The Bloomington City Council could vote tonight to establish a Public Safety Citizens Relations Board. The meeting starts at 7 p.m. You're listening to Sound Ideas.